T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Hurricanes Radio Network analyst Don Bailey Jr. joins us this morning. DBJ, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Hey, Don, did they take this crazy question? They fly up or they take the 3-hour bus ride?
It's a 3-hour bus ride, Joe.
Okay. I didn't know.
Probably 3.5.
Three and a half, whatever.
Yeah, it's not you driving, Joe, or DBJ. It's the bus.
No, I didn't know if the team was going to fly. I don't know at what point you
DBJ's
you take
driving
the bus.
He'll be up there in 90 minutes.
Yeah, no, he'd be fine. Hey, so how you feeling about this thing overall? You've heard all the matchups. You're aware of who's new and his lack of experience on both teams. You concerned with your two young tackles and your young quarterback?
Very. Very concerned. But, you know, look, there's no – everybody gets it. Florida's a top 10 team. Miami's unranked, right? And there's a list of a bunch of reasons why. Let's start with what you said, the tackles. You got Zion Nelson, who's a true freshman. It was a 2- or 3-star kid, depending upon what you looked at. And he came in, and I noticed him his second play of his career in spring. I mean, the guy is very, very talented. He's athletic. But, Joe, he's 18, and he's gotten bigger, but I don't know that you got that man strength that you need to have at left tackle to go through a whole season. And the right tackle is John Campbell, and he's a guy that fortunately got redshirted. He's a big, strong kid, and he's gotten a lot better in the spring as well. They are improving. They're going to be very good football players. Zion might be talked about from years to come. And, you know, but how do they hold up? They're going against experienced 4th- and 5th-year guys. They're going against a fast, creative defense. And the same thing goes for your quarterback. I mean, you and I, you spent your whole career with a GOAT in Dan Marino, and I spent my whole college career with one in Jim Kelly. I'm not going to tell you that Jaren Williams fits that mold, but I will tell you that he did earn the job. There's no question from when the season ended last year and the time that he reshaped his body from a pudgy little high school kid to looking like he can start in the NCAA, and how he's worked and how he's handled himself and how he's attacked the playbook, he's earned the job. And the truth of it is, with Jaren Williams, to me, the biggest concern is what happens when he gets ear-holed by one of those defensive ends or corners that come free, which there's a good chance that's going to happen at least once. How does he shake it off, and how does he perform after that?
Well, I'll tell you what he does. He gets right back up, so neither one of those other two guys come in the game, and he loses his job. Right. You're going to have to knock him completely out. He goes, I'm fine. I'm fine. Well, get my helmet straight.
I'm going to give you this. Manny Diaz on his show had the best answer, because I asked him the same thing. This kid hadn't been hit since he played a high school football game. How do you handle it? He says, get rid of the football. You don't have to worry about it. That's a good point.
Don, I got a question. All right, so we're talking about a little bit of the concerns of the game. What's the strength UM is bringing into this game? Something that you're not even kind of worried about because you know it's there. Is it the linebackers because of the leaders on the defense? What do you think the biggest strength is for UM right now?
Well, there's no question. And those guys came back for the right reasons. They want to be legacies at Miami. They want to be talked about 20 years from now. And they're on their path to do that. But the guy that I think everybody's not really talked about that has been impressive every rep I've seen him is Jonathan Garvin, the defensive end. He's another guy that adapted well to the new strength and conditioning. He won the Iron Cane Award, and which is for the guy that is dedicated the most in that area. But he's unblockable. And that's what gives me hope a little bit for Zion Nelson is he's had to deal with this guy every single rep. And you're not going to see better than that. But I think Jonathan Garvin is going to be a superstar. and he's going to need, you know, a little help from those tackles. But the other guy too, we need to have big Joe and Zach is Trajan Bandy, because you got three new starters in that secondary, so you got to hope he can lock down 25% of the secondary and let the other guys fend for themselves.
What do you expect from the transfer portal tomorrow with all those guys? You get anything from them right off the bat?
You. I hope, and everything I've seen indicates that KJ Osborne is going to be a factor. He needs to be a factor, because I think there's a lot of inconsistencies still at that wide receiver position. He's been really the most consistent guy from day one. He brought I believe he's going to be the only starter that's a senior on the offensive side of the football. But he catches the ball. He runs good routes. He's precise. He's involved in the kick return game. He brings a dynamic that we didn't see last year. And that dynamic is consistency. I've seen nothing but consistency out of him. I think that's good. You know, it's going to see what Bubba Bolden does, if he can get in the game or do something on that side of the ball. And then the defensive tackle from UCLA, number 99, he's going to play. He's got to play. Looks like he's quicker than you would think for a guy that has his build. So there's going to be – and then the Virginia Tech kid, Joe, the defensive end. Both those defensive linemen are going to help as well.
All right, so we're back to the UF and UM. We got a series coming up 24-25. How do we just get this thing every year where all three of the big teams in the state play each other? Who do we have to sit down with to get this done? I'm happy that we're back to 24-25, the home and home, but then we have to schedule something else after that. Why can't we just get this on the schedule every year? What do we have to do here?
You better go to the governor. He better legislate it. That's the only way you would get it done forever and ever, you know, like it used to be, because – you know, Florida at the time with the Southeastern Conference, they really didn't need Miami. They're going to get enough competition and enough tough games in that conference. And, you know, you got to remember Miami was an independent for a long, long time, and now they're in the ACC. So, you know, do I think it should be played? Absolutely. And the proof is not what Don Bailey says or Joe Rose or anybody else. The proof's this. College football could have picked any two teams in the country to play in game zero. It's Miami and Florida. What else needs to be said? It's a national game. It's certainly a state game. It's a rival game. And you talk about it, and you live it, and it's fun, and it's intense, and every game has got its own storyline. But I don't know how it will get done. I really don't. I think I commend Blake James for locking it down as many times as he can, and I think you just keep doing that. But in today's day and age, I think the chances are slim and none.
Don, there's so many different parts of this game. We've talked about UM to death here. What's a weakness of the Florida Gators that Miami can attack?
Haven't seen it.
Really?
They got some new guys on the O-line.
I've seen a couple of their guys playing the NFL.
That's where I was going to go. I mean, the thing is with them on the offensive line, Joe, they've got new guys, but they've been around. You know, they're 3-, 4-, and 5th-year guys. They got a transfer in there. I would have to say without question that Florida's biggest concern is their O-line. There's no doubt about it. They're very strong at receiver. They've got as good a back as Miami's going to see, maybe the best back that Miami's going to see in Pirine. They've got excellent corners from Dade-Broward County. The safeties have been talked about a lot, but they've got experience. They've got a couple new defense alignment that may give Miami an opportunity. But I think the biggest challenge for Miami is to expose Florida's offensive line and slow down that Gator offense.
DBJ joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You feeling a little safer special teams wise? You got a punter this year who's probably the scariest guy I've ever seen, and you got the kicker Bubba's back. Like, it's special because I know the last couple of years we talked about special teams and it hasn't been pretty. You feeling a little safer now?
No, it's been ugly the last couple of years. Right. And if you look at last season and you want to know, you know, what are contributing factors to Miami only winning 7 games, I tell you that special teams were as big a part of that as anything. And field position-wise, hang time, no matter what phase of it you want to talk about, I do feel better. But, again, you know, the new Miami to me is there's new faces at three-quarters of the positions and staff, and you've got a new long snapper, you got a new punter. You know, fortunately, you're going to have the same holder, but I want to see them. I want to see it go off. And you have a new special teams coordinator who I believe has done a great job. So, you know, that's an area that Miami should improve in drastically, and it can make a big difference. And Lou Henley, the punter, this guy's got a chance to be a cult hero, right? I mean, right. Really, when you think about it, if he starts hitting it the way I've seen him hit it in practice and seeing what he's able to do with the ball, he can make life a lot easier on the offense and the defense.
Hey, real quickly, too, getting back to the two young tackles. They got to help them out with tight ends and get a little help, chipping a little bit on the outside at times.
I think a lot, Joe. You know, I think they got to help them with the tight ends. They're going to have to help them with the backs. Going to have to help them with play call. Because if I'm Todd Grantham, the quarterback, the coordinator, defensive coordinator for Florida, I'm testing that right now. First series, I'm testing those guys immediately. And I'm going to test them again the second series. So, you know, you're going to have to see how Dan Enos covers those guys up and then also sees how they adapt. All the conversation's been about the quarterback, but, you know, there's got to be some conversation about those two positions. The good news is their offensive line coach, Butch Berry, you could see that NFL influence that he has brought to this football team. These guys have been taught. Now, have they grasped it all? That we'll find out tomorrow. But he has taught them excellent technique. They've been taught everything they need to know about line calls. They've practiced it. They've been put in every situation. But now the lights are going to go on, and you're going to see what's happened. But Barry has prepared those guys as well as he did when he was with the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki have your call Saturday night, 7 p.m. kickoff. Pregame show starts in 15 minutes. Right? Isn't that what it is? Vic's got to set up for like a 22-hour pregame.
Actually, we're late.
Right. Yeah. It started three weeks ago, the pregame show. But the call tomorrow night, Don Bailey and Joe, have a great call from Camping World. Should be a fun time. Should be a great game. I'm excited for it. I'm sure the rest of South Florida is as well. We'll speak to you next week, Don.
All right, guys. I really appreciate you both. Keep up the good work.
All right. We appreciate you too, Don.
Is Don on the bus? Sound like he's on the damn bus.
I'll tell you what. I bet you he's literally waiting there on campus for the bus to leave.
Yeah.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.